Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 126, 3D Printing. This episode is presented by For Imprint Incorporated, marketing associate, Guinevere Thompson.
3D printing. Sit back, relax, and watch the revolution unfold. You know something is big when the President of the United States is talking about it. In his State of the Union address, President Obama said that 3D printing technology has the potential to revolutionize the way we make almost everything. Indeed, 3D printers are moving out of the lab and into the workplace, prompting everyone from Obama to CNN to call it revolutionary. But what's the big deal? I mean, it's cool, but revolutionary? Is it really the beginning of the second industrial revolution? According to Hod Lipson, author and blogger from New Scientist, it is. He says, quote, "Machines today can print objects out of almost any material, from nylon to glass, from chocolate to titanium, and with any complex geometry. This is transforming not just engineering, but many other fields, including education, archaeology, bioprinting, and even food printing. Look online and you'll see thousands of objects ready to be printed on demand, from custom-shaped hearing aids to authentic-looking replicas of ancient cuneiform tablets." Unquote. 3D printing is set to impact the business landscape, especially financially. Estimates show that 3D printing generates $1.7 billion to the U.S. economy each year, and that number is expected to reach $3.7 billion by 2015. In other words, in just two short years, the industry is expected to double, not by millions, but by billions. It can't be denied, 3D printing is legitimately remarkable. If you think it's merely about printing three-dimensional products on paper, or something you can enjoy at the movie theater, think again. It's much more than that. It's about creating objects and tangible products that can potentially transform businesses and homes. 3D printing allows actual objects to be designed and created, or printed, surprisingly fast using a computer connected to a printer-like device. It uses assigned materials, anything from plastic to titanium, as ink and paper. Some experts say 3D printing will usher in a new era because it enables the production of objects of any shape. According to the Harvard Business Review, it will cause businesses in supply, manufacturing, and retailing chains to rethink their strategy and operations. Some predict it will have global implications, and countries like China will see their role as manufacturing powerhouses decline. This podcast examines the phenomenon of 3D printing, starting with the basics of how it works. It then reviews the implications to the corporate and educational framework and how it might impact your business and the world. Finally, it will explore whether the hype surrounding 3D printing is valid and gives an overview of some practical uses in well-known companies. At first glance, the 3D printer looks remarkably like your desktop printer or office photocopier. But looks are deceiving, because the 3D printer is no average machine. It's a masterpiece that combines technology and engineering in one pretty but impressive package. 3D printing starts with a concept. The first stage uses computer-aided design, also known as CAD or animation modeling software. The idea is to create a virtual blueprint of the object you want to print. The printer translates the object into digital cross-sections so the printer can build it layer by layer. The cross-sections essentially act as guides so that the object is the exact size and shape you want. After the design is completed, it is sent to the 3D printer with the standard file extension .stl, which stands for Stereolithography or Standard Tessellation Language. STL files divide the data into readable forms for the printer to understand. It's complicated, but the gist of an STL file is that it translates data into readable format for the printer. It's important to clarify that 3D printing is characterized as additive manufacturing. That means a solid three-dimensional object is constructed by adding material in layers. This is different from subtractive manufacturing, where an object is constructed by cutting or machining raw materials into a desired shape. As a result, 3D printing uses less raw materials to produce products. Some say that calling the process printing is a misnomer in itself, because the process mimics the basic elements of manufacturing. After the completed design file is sent to the 3D printer, you choose the specific material for printing. Depending on the printer, the materials can be plastic, paper, rubber, metals, nylon, glass, titanium, and more. Even chocolate items can be made with 3D printing, but you must select a printer designed for the type of material you want to use. Processes vary depending on the material, but the material is usually sprayed, squeezed, or otherwise transferred from the printer onto a platform. A 3D printer makes passes, much like an inkjet printer would, over the platform, building layers upon layer of material to create the finished product. If you look closely, you can see the layers on most 3D printed objects. It can take several hours or days to print an object, depending on the size and complexity. That is why 3D printers are available in different shapes and sizes. They need to be big enough to accommodate the product that's being made. But the process is essentially the same. Different layers are automatically fused to create a single three-dimensional object in dots per inch, or DPI, resolution. The product that results is in the final format. No additional steps need to be taken before it's shipped or used. You might be surprised by what can be printed using 3D technology. For instance, Jim Corr from Canada developed a working, fuel-efficient car using 3D printed parts. The car is designed to last 30 years, and according to experts, uses 8 times less energy than a similar vehicle and gets around 200 miles per gallon. Because it's so lightweight, it can go up to 70 miles per hour using an engine with far less horsepower than normally required. There's a lot that's being made with 3D technology printing and the additive manufacturing process. But before you rush to the store, it's worth noting that there are limitations. One limitation is materials. Not every printer can print any material, and if you want multi-material printing, you'll need to purchase a higher-end model. If you want to print something that's on the larger side at home, you're limited as well. Most 3D printers are the size of filing cabinets, so you can't print anything bigger than a mini fridge. But that doesn't mean it can't have value. You'd still have the ability to produce customized items for gifts or practical purposes, and some would say that's priceless. But in actuality, how much do 3D printers really cost? It depends. Smaller printers, designed to print toys and small gadgets, can cost as little as $500 to $1,000. It's interesting to note that that's the same price as laser printers when they were first introduced in the market in the 1980s. But larger, more complex models cost anywhere from $15,000 to $59,000. Heavy-duty models might cost as much as a $500,000 up to $600,000. But the cost of 3D printers has decreased dramatically since about 2010. Machines that once cost more than $1 million a decade ago can be purchased for as little as $400. Affordability is a driving factor of 3D printing because it is now an accessible technology for small businesses and individual consumers. Conduct a quick search on Amazon and you'll see business for 3D printing starting to boom. If you're looking for 3D printing services, multi-material 3D printers, or fast 3D printers, Amazon will point you in the right direction. There's also a plethora of books that can explain the process or tell you how to create CAD designs for printing. Clearly, 3D printing is becoming a huge market for both consumers and manufacturers. That said, 3D printing is not a new concept. In fact, the first working 3D printer was created in 1984 by Chuck Hull of 3D Systems Corporation. Since that time, technology advancements have made 3D printing more accessible and economical. In the past decade, 3D printing was primarily used to make prototypes quickly and cheaply before a model was sent to a manufacturing company to build it in bulk. Now that 3D printers' capabilities are increasing and a variety of different materials is more available, it's becoming cost-effective to use the printers to make final products. According to The Economist, in fact, more than 20% of 3D printing is used to develop final products, and this number is expected to grow by 50% by the year 2020. It sounds almost unbelievable, but 3D printing enables the creation of things that until recently were only imagined. New Balance, for example, is creating customized shoes for professional athletes via 3D printing. A 3D printing process known as selective laser sintering uses plastic powder that is hardened layer by layer to create a shoe that's lightweight but customized to how an athlete runs. The process analyzes biochemical data for each athlete using sensor-laden shoes to capture motion and input it into technology. As this example demonstrates, with 3D printing, the unimaginable is translated into reality with an infused level of customization. Last year, a team of researchers, engineers, and dentists used 3D printing to create the world's first prosthetic beak for a wounded bald eagle. It's also been used to create medical implants, jewelry, lampshades, racing car parts, and customized mobile phones. And that's just for starters. 3D printing can also create hearing aids, custom leg braces, and even a titanium jaw. If you're starting to think it's something from outer space, you'd be correct. Recently, NASA used 3D printers to help Mars-bound astronauts print what they needed as they traveled. You can even use 3D printing to make mechanical devices. A graduate student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology printed a grandfather clock that actually ticks as it hangs on a wall. The list is growing daily, and tomorrow there will be items we haven't even thought of being printed in three-dimensional forms. And that's why 3D printing is being called revolutionary. Picture your life with a 3D printer at home. Imagine you have the ability at your fingertips to print what you want when you need it. Do you need to replace a light bulb? Forget running to the store. Why not just download a design from a popular website and print a new one? If you want a specific part for your bike, find it online and print it instantaneously instead of waiting days for a mail-ordered special part. Want to make replacement Legos for your kids? That can be done too. Convenience is a click away, and that's what makes 3D printing amazing enough to be called revolutionary. As a result, there are a lot of implications for 3D printing, both at home and abroad. Let's review how 3D printing may impact manufacturing and healthcare, and the impact it will have on small businesses and the global economy. 3D printing has the potential to transform several industries. It could change how we make everything from toys to healthcare products. Some claim that it will impact small businesses as well as the global economy. We know the implications could be far-reaching, but no one knows exactly how much it will change the way we do business. As summarized by The Economist in 2011, quote, "Just as nobody could have predicted the impact of the steam engine in 1750, or the printing press in 1450, or the transistor in 1950, it is impossible to foresee the long-term impact of 3D printing. But the technology is coming, and it is likely to disrupt every field it touches." Unquote. Manufacturing is one area expected to change as a result of 3D printing because it lowers costs and risks. The Economist claims it will prompt a technological change so profound it will reset the economics of manufacturing. Research agrees that the manufacturing industry will experience the greatest transformation as a result of 3D printing, and it's important to understand how and why manufacturing might see a dramatic change. As noted, the traditional manufacturing process is subtractive, meaning items are cut, drilled, and assembled by machines. This process requires more raw material to make something because you need to cut it down into the shape and sizes required for assembly. And when you make a design change, the machine requires retooling. 3D printing changes all that. It uses additive manufacturing to build objects in layers. Using the material of your choice, you can pick anything from chocolate to concrete. A 3D printer builds objects gradually using software. When you make a change, Instead of adjusting a machine or creating a mold, you change a drawing on your computer. You can easily adjust the size of the object or make them each differently without costly changes. You can also experiment with a product and try new things. As a result, costs and risks are lowered because you don't need to produce items in bulk to recoup building and assembly costs. Let's explore how additive manufacturing, or in other words, 3D printing, might specifically alter the subtractive manufacturing process, which is essentially using raw materials to cut and assemble products. First, additive manufacturing can alter the assembly line. Some pieces can be produced at a single station, and that could eliminate the need for product assembly. That means labor costs may be reduced. Simply put, companies may not need as many people to assemble products. Ford, for example, already used 3D printing to reduce engine production time by 1 month. Its high-efficiency engines require prototype casting that was streamlined by using 3D printing. Now a complex part with ports, ducts, passages, and valves is produced with 3D technology, and that shaved a month off of production time. 3D printing will similarly help with inventory control in large manufacturing companies. The current process includes the production of thousands of products at a time because it's either cost-effective or because sales projections say that's how many a company will need. But what if a company was able to produce on demand? What if it only made the exact number of products it needed? Warehouses to store unsold items would no longer be needed, and there'd be less material waste and overhead. That would greatly reduce costs associated with bulk production. This translates into less material, less labor, and less startup costs to produce products. Entrepreneurs, in particular, may benefit from 3D printing because it will eliminate the need for large capital and startup costs to make something. As Paul Gustafson, Director of Innovation Technology at the technology company CSC, explains, that you don't need all of the capital involved in the creation of things anymore. You now have the opportunity at a small scale, even as a hobbyist, to do it yourself, and do it pretty eloquently. Small business owners may benefit from using 3D printing as well. If you own a small business, it could mean the end of costly production or outsourcing costs. If 3D printing becomes cheaper than manufacturing, a business could offer its design concept directly to the consumer to print them at home. A small business could be born online using a homepage and social media. As noted by Patrick Hims from Yahoo Business Advisor, at the very least, it gives especially small businesses greater flexibility in tweaking and developing prototypes of new products. In the future, you might even see 3D print shops at the mall. All you'd need to do is drop off the concept, and the store will print your customized design in the material you choose. What about the healthcare industry? Some say 3D printing will completely transform the healthcare industry because things that are costly and time-consuming to make become much easier with 3D printing. Plus, there's a far greater ability for customization. Think of improvements that can be made to titanium bone implants, prosthetic limbs, and orthodontic devices. The industry is exploring ways to print soft tissue, with the hopes of printing veins and arteries that can be used in surgery. Some experts say it wouldn't be too far-fetched to think of using 3D printing to print life-saving organs. In fact, there are already examples where 3D printing was used to save lives. A year ago, a baby was born with a deadly condition that was difficult to treat in normal circumstances. 3D printing was used in an emergency procedure to treat the problem, and the baby survived. A year later, the child is thriving with no further complications. This single story has huge implications for the future of 3D printing in the healthcare sector. Imagine the boost to survival rates if doctors are able to print medical devices on a per-patient basis, at a level of customization that addresses patient needs. Marketing efforts will need to find a way to incorporate more customization for the consumer and figure out how to communicate it most effectively. According to an article by Eric Savitz in Forbes, 3D printing will require leaders to adjust their sales, distribution, and marketing channels to take advantage of their capability to provide customization direct to the consumer. Experts also say that 3D printing will create an entirely new way to reach customers and fans of your products, brands, and business. What if, for example, instead of sending consumers promotional flyers, you sent them 3D designs they could print from their own printer as samples? The potential of 3D printer for homeowners and do-it-yourself enthusiasts is growing. Some say it could become an essential tool to help you fix stuff around the house. Say you need a new shower curtain ring or a custom light switch. What if you can just print it at home? For some homeowners, 3D printing may make the future seem a little brighter. Although 3D printers are not quite integrated into households, the latest generation of models, such as Cube by 3D Systems, the CubeX or MakerBot's Replicator 2X, retail between $1,000 to $3,000 and bring the possibility of household manufacturing a lot closer to home. A few online communities are already providing downloads of common items with designs to send to your 3D printer. Thingverse, for example, has an online library of objects you can freely download and print on any 3D printer. It was launched in 2008, and as of 2012, reported 25,000 designs that can be downloaded and printed. Thingverse items range from cookie cutters to phone cases, car parts, and lens caps. There's even a section for art and fashion. A lot of other resources are popping up, too. Shapeways and Sculptio are two other companies that can either help you design concepts or provide ready-made designs for purchase. As technology progresses, 3D components will make things greener, too. In the near future, you might take a flight on an airplane that has 3D printed components. Boeing, for example, already used 3D printing to make more than 22,000 parts on civilian and military aircraft in the air today. You won't even notice, but it will be lighter and more fuel efficient. The same thing will happen in your car. The automotive industry will begin to use more 3D printed parts to make cars lighter and greener. Even appliances will start to have 3D printed components, but most consumers will not even notice. In the area of education, 3D printing will have a profound effect. Some claim it will revolutionize the classroom and provide new learning methods and opportunities. For instance, with 3D printing, students will be able to create prototype designs in class. Maybe history students will print exact replicas of artifacts to study in depth, or perhaps architectural students will bring home designs of their creations. There's some debate surrounding the global impact of 3D printing. Experts say it's a long way from replacing mass manufacturing, but it's not unfathomable. What will happen to countries like China, where much of their economy depends on manufacturing products that are distributed abroad? Time will tell, but clearly, any change in the way we conduct and develop business is likely to impact the global economy. We've expounded on all its greatness, but is there too much hype surrounding the impact and future of 3D printing? Some say yes. Carl Bass, author for Wired, for example, says that 3D printing is still an immature technology that won't replace manufacturing or other industry giants anytime soon. According to Bass, there is still a lot to figure out with 3D printing. He says, quote, "We've built a magical aura around 3D printing, sci-fi style replicator, but as soon as anyone actually uses a 3D printer for any period of time, they immediately wish for faster build times, higher quality prints, larger build envelopes, better and cheaper materials, and so on." Unquote. Bass goes on to compare the 3D printing revolution to the introduction of the microwave and how it was positioned as the next great invention to change the way we cook. While it's true the microwave has had a great impact in the kitchen, it never replaced the stove or other cooking methods. The same rationale applies to 3D printing. It will have an impact on the manufacturing industry, but it will complement rather than replace it. According to Bass, quote, "Just as the microwave didn't replace all other forms of cooking as initially predicted, 3D printing will not replace other manufacturing technologies, let alone industrial-scale ones, for a variety of reasons. It will complement them." Unquote. Bass isn't the only skeptic either. Todd Grimm, president of T.A. Grimm & Associates, and a prototyping consultant, agrees. He claims that additive manufacturing and 3D printing are a poor substitute for conventional manufacturing. Grimm says that the media has created a distorted reality of what can be expected from 3D printing, and that while the technology is impressive, it has yet to save time or money. He points to the popular film Paranorman that used 3D printing for facial expressions. But according to Grimm, the media failed to tell you that the producers did not save a single dollar or a single second. Mitch Free, founder and executive chairman of MFG.com, submitted a commentary to Forbes magazine that echoed these views. Free points out that the term printing is actually a misnomer and that it's really about additive manufacturing. Like any manufacturing method, the challenges of materials and speed are obstacles for 3D printing. There are still limitations in the types of materials that can be used to print 3D technologies, and there is a question as to the durability and strength of what is produced. Likewise, time is a factor. 3D printing takes much longer than traditional manufacturing methods, and that makes it cost prohibitive for some companies. While Free and others agree it will have an impact, it will mostly be complementary to existing processes. Our supply chains will work differently, and we will greatly expand our capability to customize products on an individual basis, he says. Whether or not 3D printers will become a fixture in the modern home is also up for debate. The online magazine Engineering.com claims that the Gartner study that predicts a drastic rise in the consumer availability of 3D printers is exaggerated. First, it underestimates the difficulty in creating 3D models. Users have to be proficient with 3D modeling software that is extremely complex if they really want to benefit from 3D technology. True, online repositories provide downloads of 3D models to print, but not everything you want will have a ready-made design. Second, the knowledge required to print objects is extensive. Complicated items require a trial-and-error process to ensure what is printed matches the vision. As Peter Bazalier, research director and author of the Gartner study, notes, that once you have 3D modeling skills, you still have to print it out. And depending upon the consumer's skill set, it could be a very difficult process of trial and error getting the printer to produce the part that they envisioned. Not that the printer is incapable, but there may be a need for support structures and other elements in the design that if the consumer isn't proficient with the software, it leads to a bad print. Additionally, the ability to create literally anything with a printer introduces a new level of risk and concern. Namely, there's a lot of legal questions to be answered surrounding what should be regulated and who owns copyrighted designs and intellectual property that are easily pirated on other sites. Gun control, for example, is at the forefront of the debate with 3D printing. In 2012, a group designed a firearm that was downloadable for 3D printing from the internet. The gun required standard bullets and was fully operational. The United States Department of Defense intervened and ordered the removal of the printing instructions. However, even after the U.S. government had the plans removed, they were still widely available on other file-sharing sites. As a result, some legislators proposed regulations on 3D printers to prevent them being used for printing guns. In response, 3D printing advocates suggested that such regulations would be futile, could cripple the 3D printing industry, and could infringe on free speech rights. The issue raises a moral and ethical component to 3D printing. Some argue gun control is the least of its concerns, since 3D printing can also be used to create military parts, drugs, and chemical weapons. What if terrorists are able to use the technology to build even more complex chemical weapons? As Virginia Tech researcher Thomas A. Campbell told the International Business Times, quote, "Every technology can be used as a double-edged sword. The same thing occurred with the internet. The same thing occurred with cell phones," unquote. Addressing these concerns and issues in the future will be a difficult but necessary task. The future of 3D printing will need to address copyright and intellectual property issues. Think back to the music industry a decade ago and the intense debate regarding sharing and downloading music online. The same thing, although on a much larger scale, will happen with 3D printing. The debate on the ability to easily copy, share, and modify and print 3D objects will intensify. At question will be the legality of using designs that are owned by other organizations, but it will be difficult to monitor intellectual property issues once a design is pirated on the internet. There's no crystal ball to tell us how, when, and where 3D printing will have the greatest impact, but the future is here and the landscape is indeed changing. 3D printing will have an impact, but only time will tell how great that impact will be. At a minimum, it will change the way we make some things and the way we think about things. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's time to watch the 3D revolution unfold.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on 3D printing. As always, keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Project Management Practices. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.